But if for anyone who still wants to stay in the room, you know, I will quickly say, you know, regarding Tu B'Shvat, you know, and maybe we'll find a way to post on the articles a mimer in writing, right? But just to, in a nutshell, the Eden of Tu B'Shvat, what it has to do with us, you know, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, but it's not Rosh Hashanah Le'Peiros, you know, it's a big deon in Halacha, you know, it's seemingly what it's Vadai good for is the age of the tree. Legabe orla, legabe fruits, you know, I think it might be totally in a machlaikas, right? Those are pashas fruits go by Rosh Hashanah, you know, whether it's Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani, you know, Shemitah, right? You know, it's Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, you know, it's not it's not when we're nidon on fruits, right? You know, in Shavuos, we're nidon on tzeres, we're nidon in alaperos, right? So we're talking about the tree, Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. It's Rosh Hashanah for the tree. And like I said, you know, where the halacha is, you know, the halachic nafkamina is most clear, legabe orla, which is the age of the tree. So it's Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, you know, kiloshen ha-mishnah, right? What do trees have to do with us, right? Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah le'maiser behema. Do we make barbecues on Rosh Chodesh Elul, right? Just because it's, you know, maiser behema, you know, and yet, you know, Tu B'Shvat, we make a to-do, and we try to eat fruit, you know, but as we're explaining, we're going to try to explain that the fruit is not really, it's not out's fruit, it's out the tree. You know, everyone knows that, you know, on Tu B'Shvat, it's the time to daven for an esrog, right? But it's not mitzad fruit, it's mitzad the tree. What did Chazal say about an esrog? Tam eitzo v'pirio shove. Right, it's an amazing thing that there's the tam of, you know, the tam of the pre in the eitz. You know, that's, and we're going to get to in a second, that's why it's zman mesugel. The daven for an esrog, mitzad this nekuda, tam eitzo v'pirio shove. Right, the Indian is, you know, the kia adam eitz asode. Right, man is called a tree. And the Torah is called a tree. Eitz Chaim Ila Machazikim Ba. Right? Right? You know, the Eitz Chaim Bekitzer. Eitz Chaim. Right? And anyone who has dabbled a little bit in Kabbalah, right, knows that the Olamas themselves, the whole setup of the Olamas, is called the Ilan HaKodesh. Right? The Holy Tree. Right? Rabbeinu Tam. You know, in the Sefer Yosha Miuchas, Rabbeinu Tam says to look at reality as an upside-down tree. Right, the roots are in Shemaim. You know, the roots are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, and all the Olamas branch out from there. Right, there's even a Maharal that also says, you know, it's an Adam should view himself as an upside down tree. Your roots are your Das. Das is the roots, you know, and that's why Kol Mishein Bo Das L'Soif Goylem Mim Koymai. Right, Das are your roots in reality. Your roots is your head. Right, and your deeds, you know, your maisim are your anafim, right? Right. Right, but the inyan is like this, you know, and it's all merumas in the parsha we just read, Parshas B'Shach, that always Tu B'Shvat comes out either in Parshas B'Shach or in Parshas Yisrael. Vayoreyu Hashem Eitz, right? The waters were bitter. Hashem showed him the tree, right? Kiloshen Unklus. Through the tree in the water, vayim tekuah mayim, and that was like a mini matan Torah. Got a few mitzvahs, lis asik bahem. So if you think about what a tree is, right? The tree has two outstanding shtayim shem echad, right? You know, there's two points that really have the same shirish. First of all, right? It is the most efficient machine. In reality, right? You know, water, earth, air go in through the roots and through the leaves, and out comes fruit. And where's the waste? Kimat ve'ein, you know, the quote-unquote waste product of photosynthesis is something that the ecology vitally needs, new oxygen, right? You know, it's like total efficiency from resha legemira, straight line of perfect productivity, right? You know, and no waste, right? All right, and that perfect alignment to go mirosh from shurish to pre, right? You know, which, and the tree is that machine, that processes that, that there's a, such efficient process to go Meresha ad Gemira, right? So, you know, the tree is also in a perfect achdus, right? Right, that even though it looks like it branches out to the right, to the left, to the middle, all from the same shurish. And the saraf, the sap that's oila beilonos, is common to the whole tree equally. Like the sap goes up in the tree and permeates the whole tree equally. The koach of the shurish reaches up to all the different branches equally. That even though it seems to be a very diverse, wide and diverse entity, if it's a very big tree with a lot of branches, it's all ba'achdus gomor, right? And this achdus gomor, you know, is a function of its total efficiency, its total efficiency, right? To go meresha ad gemira. You know, what's the difference between, you know, eitza and tshuva? You have a question, you get an answer, but then you need advice. There's an answer and there's advice. And eitza, advice. Right? What's the difference between eitza and a tshuva? Right? The difference between getting an answer to a question, getting advice. A person who needs advice is not looking for new information. Right? He knows the situation. He knows the situation better than the guy he's getting advice from. He's looking for a mahalach. Like, this is the situation. How do I move forward? He's not asking for new information. He's not asking for anything different. He's asking for a mahalach, right? How to move forward. An approach of how to move forward, right? How to get from Rosh to Toch to Sof, looking for a efficient mahalach. That's what a person who's seeking advice is looking for, right? He's not, you know, as opposed to a person who's missing information, he's looking for answers. A person looking for advice is not missing information. He's looking for an approach. A derech, right? And that's what a tree is all about. It's like the eitz, right? Is the epitome of eitzah, right? To take, you know, to a mahalach, to go from raw material to processed fruit, you know, to perfect product. Perfect product and the most efficient way that there's no waste, right? The original eitz was supposed to be tam eitz, or pitcher, eitz pri osa pri. That was supposed to be not so perfect and so ba'achdos that you can even feel the pre in the eitz. Even in the middle stage, you could already feel the gemara, perfect achdos, you know, perfect, you know, it's like a pure oneness from the beginning to the end. The chet of the Adama was that it made only eitz ose pri, that in the middle, you could get lost. In the middle, it could get boring. In the middle, you know, you don't feel the time. You could sort of lose sight of where you came from and not see where you're headed, right? So that's called the chet that the world did, and that and the cosmic repercussion of that is that there are a lot of projects that we start and we get lost in the middle, right? You know, we get lost, we get confused, get disoriented, because in the middle, you left the roots, you left, you know, but you don't feel... You don't feel the goal. So you don't feel the goal yet. And that's the big challenge. That, you know, that in the middle stage, not to get lost. Right? But the tree, even though its imperfection is that you don't have tama pri even within the etz. But afal pi kain, it is the most efficient machine to go from resha le gemira. So even though you don't have tama pri, but it sure enough it does get to the pre, it does get there, right? The olamas are all called eitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Makor Mayim Chaim Es Hashem, and he sends his shefa, and his shefa is processed through all the different olamas to produce the results that he wants. Dvarai asher yetze mi pi lo yoshuv elai reikam ki maso asher chafatzi v'yitzliach asher shalachtiv. The Dvar Hashem that courses through the olamas has results, and there's no waste, and there nothing goes awry, nothing goes wrong, and nothing gets lost. And the olamas are all called an eitz, the Ilan HaKodesh, right? Processing the Ribor Shom Shefa, processing the Ribor Shom's Rotzen, that, you know, from the Nakuda Rishaina till the Gemar, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is done, and it's all Ba'achtus Gomor, it's all equally tolui in the Shefa, the Shema Vaya Baruch Hu, which is connected to Shaku the Ilona, connected to Sap, that permeates. It's all the Iyu Avaya B'chol Asar. The Shem Avaya is there permeating everything, and His will is done. And even though in the Chitzonius there's Chasodim and there's Dinim and all the different Kinuyim, in the Pnimius it's all Dvar Hashem, all the Shem Avaya, and it's get what the Shem Avaya has set out to do gets done. If despite the Chitzonius that it goes, you know, in many, sometimes in a very rocky road, that's only in the Chitzonius. In the Pnimius, God's will gets done with perfect efficiency. Meresha ad Gemira. And I think everyone put together that why things sometimes have to go in a tipsy-turvy way, and you have to be a lot of bumpy roads until you get to the end of the story, that's mamish parallel to the chet that the Adama did, that you don't have tama pri in the eights, right? That sometimes in the middle stage, you don't see where it's leading to. You don't see where it's leading to, and that's why the Hashgacha works in mysterious ways. But Teda, it gets there, and the fruit comes out. And that's the godless of the eights, that perfect machine that has yet to be a little bit more perfected when it'll get back to Tama, Eitz V'Tam Prishavim. And that's what Torah is. Torah is also called an Eitz. We spoke tonight about we have the Psukim, and we have the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai's, but then we have the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidresh Bem, and all the Darkei Talmud Torah and Darkei Apilpul. We process the Torah through that machine of, you know, the Midas Shatar Nidresh Bem and the Darkei Apilpul, and out come beautiful Chidushei Torah. And Torah, nothing is lost. Every dibur, every havamina, every step in a way is all part of the process. And if we ever reach that level of clarity, Tama Eitz Katama Pri, there'll be a lot of less havaminas in the middle, and we get more directly to the clear maskana and the chiddush. All right, but Tama Eitz or Tama Pri is not yet shave, and that's what necessitates sometimes getting a little bit lost in the pilpulim and in the sveikas. But ultimately, we get there, and when you get there, it's all mitzaref as all. You get schar on all of it, on all the amelus. It's all mitzaref. Nothing is lost, right? Right. And the Adam eats a soda, right? The Adam is, you know, supposed to, produce, you know, take, you know, the resources that have been given to him, you know, by his parents and by his rabbim, and produce Paris, which is his mitzvahs and Maisin Tovim and his Chidushei Torah, right? That is the commonality. The Adam and the Torah and the Olamas are all called eights, right? You know, Adam is tapping into what the Torah is and what the Olamas are, you know, the avoda of processing the Shefa that's been given, and to make out of it Chidushim, or Maisim Tovim, right? The Adam is a player in that machine called Etz to bring things from their raw state to the Gemar, and to bring the Chidushim Me'akoach El HaPoal. And this is Nischarish in Tu B'Shvat. Right, just like in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geyzer Chaim on us, right? But nonetheless, that Chaim has not yet entered the world, or it has. It should actually has. That is the ending of Tu B'Shvat now, right? But that Shefa comes in Baruchnius Ubegashmius Agav the Geshem, the Emos HaGshomim that start after Rosh Hashanah, right? And until the Geshem falls, what are we eating? What are we living off? Just like, you know, we're living off last year's crops. What was in the supermarkets until now? The fruits that grew last year. The grain from last year. Because the new stuff, based on the new Shefa of Tuf Shin, Ayin, Hay, right? That Shefa only entered the world after Rosh Hashanah. It enters the world, Baruch Nis U Begashmis Ayidei the Geshamim. That the end of Geshem also has a spiritual dimension. It's bringing in not just the rain that will make the new crops grow. It's also bringing in all the Shefa. Gishmei bracha, right? So what were we eating until? We were eating the shiraim of last year's Paris, the shiraim of the bracha of Tufshinayim Dalit. It's what we've been living off until now, right? But on Tu B'Shvat, Yotzu Rov Gishmei Shana, the Gemara says, most of the Geshem has come already. There's still going to be a little bit of rain. It's talking about in an Eretz Yisrael type climate, right? There's still going to be a little bit, but most of it's here already. Vasraf Oile ba'ilanois, and the sap starts climbing. Most of the rain that was nigzar for this year has fallen. I mean, the shefa has entered. The Shefa has entered reality, right? And the sap, meaning all that Shefa now becomes the sap, the Shakyu de Ilana, which is Besod the Shema Vaya, like we alluded to before. You know, its sap is rising in the tree. I mean, that Shefa is now beginning to be processed, right? The Peris aren't coming yet. Peris are only coming after Pesach in the spring, right? But it's a Schachus of the Elon, this wonderful machine that processes the Shefa and makes Peris out of the Shefa, which is what the Olamas do with the Ribon Shem Shefa. It's what the tree does with the Shefa that came down with the Geshamim, right? And it's what the Torah does that, you know, the Torah is meant to be an eitz, right? That, you know, it should be that, you know, what we got at Sinai is just, you know, like the raw material, like the earth and the water, but it's supposed to, you know, all that's supposed to be processed through the Gidrei Talmud Torah of every door and door to make Peris, right? Torah is supposed to be processed, make Peris, just like the Olam is supposed to be a process that produced the Olamas of Olam Abba, Kayadua. And the Odom is an Eitz, right? Processing the Shefa, processing the opportunities that were given him, that there's tremendous potential there for greatness, right? And the Aram has to now make that potential go to actual. So the Aram, that's the machine that processes to bring from potential actual, is also called an Eitz. Tu B'Shvat is the Itzchachus of the Koach of Eitz, the Koach of this machine to bring things, Me'a Koach El Apol, to process things from the ratios of potential to the achris of the gemar pri, right? The gemar of the chiddush, right? So the koch of the process is what's nischadish on this day, right? Just like it's that way in the agriculture, right? That right now the shefa of the rain is beginning to be processed in the tree, right? Srafa lebelamas. That's also ruchnius. Also the chidush, the koch of shefa of chidush. All the chidush Torah we said until now is the shiraim of the shefa we got last year, right? The new shefa of, you know, our new hasagas, everything that was nigzar Rosh Hashanah, right? That shefa which entered the bria agav the geshamim, right, is now beginning to rise within us and being processed within us, right? And when you come to that hasaga, Torah is sweet. And that's what it means. Vayorei Hashem Eitz, right? You know, Chazal, Am Yisrael couldn't drink the waters. They're bitter. Those waters were the waters of Torah, right? Kol Aschalas Kashas. Torah has to be processed. The waters are bitter. But when you process it, it becomes sweet, right? The, you know, you absorb the water like a tree, and the tree turns that bitter water into sweet fruit. Vayorei Hashem Eitz. Like Unkla says, Alfei Hashem Yas'a. He taught him about the tree. Vayorim Lashon Hayra, right? Teach him. He directed him, right? Teach Klal Yisrael to view Torah that, you know, Torah is like water and they're like trees. Yeah, it's bitter, but let it process. Let it process. Let it sit within you, right? Learn it up. Learn it a second time. And let it cook up. Cook up in your head and cook up in your heart. It'll sweeten and it'll produce sweet fruit when you understand it, you know, enachinami. And that's what's also why it's, even after this lesson, it's still hard, because tama etz v'tama pri are not shove, right? You know, still in this intermediate process, it's still so hard. But at least know the truth that this hard intermediate process is, you know, it's a process. It is a process. And it's being processed to go from bitter to sweet, which is, you know, going from potential to actual is to go from bitter to sweet. When you realize that, you can already, it sweetens. Of course, we have to reach the madrega of where this machine will be of absolute efficiency. And when it is that, it's already tama pri, is already, you could feel it already within the eights. You're already, even in the middle of the process, you already get tastes of the gemar. You know, we have to crank up the efficiency of that machine, right? And that's what the esrog is all about. What's special about the esrog is the last, like, fruit tree, that's the way trees were meant to be, right? And that's the tapuach, you know, of Tanakh, the tapuach batzayar, that's Klaus said Nasim for Nishma, Magdim, Piriol, La'olav. So it's the esrog, right? The esrog is the tree, right? It's like the one tree that's still reminiscent of the original tree, that tam etzo v'pirio shove. There's a tam of esrog even in the wood, right? This is the time where it's a hitzchachis of the koch of etz. You know, the etz is the machine that makes Paris, that turns the raw into beautiful Paris, turns the potential to actual, which is really to convert the bitter into sweet. That's Vayor Hashem Etz Vayim Teku Amayim, right? So it is the what's Nischadish on Tu Bishvat. That's why it's a time to dam for an Esrog, because the Esrog is, you know, what's special about the Esrog is not the fruit. It's the tree. It's the tree. It's the whole process that it goes Meresha Ad Gemira, smoothly. It's a smooth transition. It's a much more pleasant transition, and we yearn to get to that state that with much less frustration and much less confusion, you know, the process should go so much more smoothly and sweetly. The process, which is Nisaron Tu Bishvat, it's a zman to be also be mispal. It's just like it's being Nisar on this day, it should also come to a Gemar Tov. Not only that the process should come to a Gemar Tov, but the Etzem process, every time it's Nisharish, it's a zman to daven that the process become even more and more efficient. That not only should just lead to the sweet Paris, but we should feel the sweetness in the Paris even mid process. Okay, Alitzko Tu Bishvat, thank you very much, gentlemen.